You just interrupted a party.
Frank Christofferson, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
I'm all 90s, so you can work on that.
Like,
they just have not been able to keep the beat.
BC joins us every Friday at this time.
Gary Smith, Dan Jenkins, and I would say me. I wasn't going to pick Nebraska until they won a game, but sort of like someone who's trying to find their shot. You know, you get to the basket a few times, get some easy stuff going your way.
Now you're talking my language, BC. Frank Christofferson, Nebraska 24/7 Sports, who's listening to 90s on 9 when he's not talking to me. Okay.
Face to face, life is beautiful.
Oh, man.
Some I Want It That Way by the back. Tell me why.
Frank Christofferson, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
He is very graciously joining us on the road back home from Big Ten Media Days, the one and only Brian Christofferson, BC. How is the open road today?
It's good. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I'm at a Casey's General store somewhere on the road. I was riding, so I wasn't even paying attention where Bruns has been driving us. So hopefully we're going the right way.
Who all is in the car with you?
Right now, I'm the only one. It's very sad. I'm in the back seat, and he's getting pizza in there. And Mike Schaefer is also on this trip, and he like went to a Wendy's or something a block away. So it's like we got here and we all dispersed in different directions. And so if you hear like a door slamming or something, it's the boys coming back to all be together again.
It's
a beautiful thing.
Sometimes when you're on a roadie, there's a stretch through Iowa where nothing happens, where it warns you, it's like, hey, get gas now, because it's a long time before you're going to see another one. It's good to get out of the car with the people that you're in the car with. It's like, all right, you go that way for a while. I'm going to go the other way for a while, and I will see you back here, let's say, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you need that. You need that time to yourself to think about this trip and all that we heard in Chicago yesterday. So that's good.
It was. You did have a great opportunity to hear a bunch of things. What non-Nebraska statement impressed you the most in the day?
Non-Nebraska, you think?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. You know, this is going to bore people, so I hate to say it. I like Maryland's new guy, Loxley. Like, he's interesting to me because he's like Frost in that it's like his dream to be coaching Maryland, actually. You know, like, that's his team, that's his home school. And he's got a lot of pride in trying to do it big at a school that's always kind of just stuck at 5 or 6 wins. But I'm kind of interested in Maryland because I think they're a tricky game for Nebraska this year, even if they're not a great team, because they fall in a weird place in the schedule. It's in November, sandwiched between Wisconsin and Iowa at Maryland. So I'm kind of keeping an eye on them this year to see what kind of team they're looking like near the end. But he was interesting. Fleck was being typical Fleck, where he's had like 8 Red Bulls and it's just like coming at you rapid fire, everything he says. I think Minnesota's going to be tough. I kind of hate to say it because Fleck just isn't my cup of tea, really. But I do see where he could be appealing to some people, and I think he is to some of the kids. So I think, you know, they've got as good a shot as any in the West. So those are the guys that kind of stood out to me. And most of my time, though, frankly, was just Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska.
Yeah. And Fleck is an acquired taste. He some people are like, I love this. And others are like, yeah, you're just too much. You just need to calm down. But with the success he had prior, and now he's got Minnesota in an interesting position, some people's dark horse to win. So it will be fun to watch and see how that goes out. An interesting thing to me, BC, as I was just hearing some snippets from Adrian Martinez, he had mentioned that Coach Frost came in to the room, and he knew right away that his parents were like, yeah, this is where you're going. But then somebody asked him about leadership, and he said, hey, I know I was perceived as a leader, but I hadn't earned that yet. And it was a term that Frost had used in his presser. That mindset of earning things is an interesting one to me, because there's a lot of expectation for Nebraska. Now you have to go out and prove everybody right.
Yeah, and Martinez saying that is also an example why people like him so much, because he's a kid who understands the system of a team, and that it's not easy, nor in most cases is it advised, for you to just walk in your first year before you've done a darn thing and start barking orders to this guy and that guy who's 4 years older than you and has seen what it's like to really play in the Big Ten. So I think last year you have to respect kind of the way he went about getting to where he is now, and that he took his time building trust within the locker room and didn't act like he was above everybody else, even though he was the main dude. It was pretty clear early in the season, this guy's going to be the thing that stirs the drink for Nebraska football for another 3 or 4 years. Even with all that, I never got the impression teammates felt like Adrian was making it all about Adrian or anything like that. And now that he's had that year, and even though he's a sophomore, he basically takes on almost upperclassman status because of his role. And I think should honestly be a team captain when they vote. You know, that's a rare thing for Husker football. But if anybody should be it as a true sophomore, it is that guy. And I felt, you know, yesterday he was kind of representing the face of Husker football and did a great job. And I think there's some Nebraska fans who honestly, had they been sitting there listening to him, they would have probably got chills a couple times, because this is a kid from Fresno, California, and he talks like about Nebraska, the way he talks about it, the state's special to him. Like the people, he's already grown to really love the place, and he feels like it's home to him now. And I thought he did very well for himself, as I expected he would yesterday.
Brian Christopherson, 24/7 Sport, Husker, 247sports.com, joining us here on Game Time. BC, did you, and I looked way too far into things a lot of times, it's a problem of my life, but when the question of the offensive line got brought up to Coach Frost this year, there were no names mentioned, and in this presser, nobody's name was said. Oh yeah, we're thinking this guy at center and this guy at guard. It was like, hey, we got a lot of people competing for a lot of those positions. Did any of the strongholds that were perceived in those spring practices, have those loosened up now where it is going to be just an open competition where no job on the interior there is really safe?
No, I mean, obviously we know who the big three are, mm-hmm. With Hymus, Farniak, and Bo Wilson. And it was interesting. I guess the thing that stuck out to me was this Frost, he did go a little more in depth off the stage with the reporters. But I don't think they're going to shift guys. Like, I don't, you know, that was a question I had, like, is it possible that Farniak could move to guard and maybe Bryce Benhart or tackle? I don't know. It still might be, but Scott Frost never really talked a lot about that yesterday. So I guess that's something to keep in mind, but I don't know that that's going to happen. I think it's more about find me the best center and left guard we can get right now. And Cameron Juergens, most people believe has an injury of some sort. Frost wasn't going to go there. Trent Hickson is a guy I know you know, mm-hmm. and is very interesting. He had a good spring at left guard. He's also taking some snaps at center now. So mm-hmm. kind of put him in that mix with Hunter Miller, Will Farniok, Trent Hickson.
Forbes.
Those are three guys Forbes is a guy. I don't know if he'll be there this year, but I think Forbes is the guy that they really like. So the whole thing is open to really young players. Somebody who's only like a redshirt freshman or something is going to have to step into one of those roles. And I do not have a good guess who it is right now. I do not. That's a little bit of a scary part for Nebraska football.
For you, as somebody like writing or covering the team, you got to love that, don't you? Like, hey, I got article upon article to write here.
Yeah, I think so. And I think what's cool about this fall, I've said this before, is I actually like when there's off seasons when the QB thing is completely settled and we don't spend our time talking about that all the time. And you get to break down more position groups with people paying more attention, because they're like, okay, yeah, Martinez is the guy quarterback. Let's talk O-line, or let's talk about the secondary. So that's interesting. The O-line was one of the things that stood out. The defensive backs got a lot of love from the guys.
yes, they did.
Kids, Travis Fisher really likes the young kids coming in. And Deontay Williams, he will stir the pot for that defense. I mean, he's a guy who is not afraid to mix it up with Adrian a little bit. They kind of have a fun trash talk back and forth. They're locker room mates. They're right next to each other. And so Deontay Williams is a guy I think can be can really make Nebraska's stock at safety rise this year, even though they lost three seniors.
And that was a big statement by Coach Fisher. Where he said, yeah, he was, I got four I can roll out there today, and I'm ready to roll. Like, I got no problems with that. I thought that was a huge statement.
Yeah, he likes Miles Farmer's a kid they really like. Quentin Newsom's the guy I think a lot of people thought might be a safety. It sounds like he might start at corner. Noah Pulla Gates is the Fisher called a freak. And then you've got Javon Wright, Toby's boy, who is going to be really fun to watch because he's going to start as a corner, but he's got big size. I mean, everybody remembers Toby, right, was a big hitter.
Yes.
And, you know, the linebacker. I think Javon's going to be bigger than Toby. So I wonder if he plays in the back, the defensive backfield this year, and then you start to see him work his way into that front seven at some point.
See, and I think him at outside linebacker is going to be a perfect fit. Because the right genetic pool is one of the, it rivals the Zadiska genetic pool. Because he's, at one time, I remember this BC quick story. We were in camp. Toby had come in, and so we're watching, you know, whatever night football was on. And it was Minnesota playing the Giants. I'll never forget it. And Toby's sitting there, I'm like, oh, man, you like these teams? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, what are we watching for then? He goes, well, I got my cousins on that team and my brothers on that team. I was like, wait a minute, what? He's like, you got a brother on each team? He goes, yeah. He goes, we play ball, dog.
So
it'll be cool to see that.
Yeah, and Toby pushed Javon the right way. I mean, he not in like an over the top helicopter dad, but just like really driving him to, like, you want to be good at football, we're going to do this the right way. And so I think that's going to pay off for him at some point here.
Yeah, Brian Christopherson from Husker 24/7 joins us here on Game Time. Hey, BC, another interesting statement to me, and this might some be just a basic statement, but I thought if you want to look at Nebraska recruiting in a nutshell, when Coach Frost was asked about his staff, and he just focused, he said they're good people. And when they go out and recruit, they go try to find good people. Now, some will argue the other, like, hey, you got one guy that's got a case pending in L.A., and you got a couple guys getting picked up with the wacky tobacco, but that's a deal where I think that focus of, hey, we're going to get the athlete, but we're going to get the athlete that fits the coaching staff, the expectation and the culture, first and foremost. We're not going to have to sell ourselves out to get the flashy new toy.
Yeah, I think character is going to be huge for the staff when it comes to recruits. And I know what you're saying, because some people are going to roll their eyes because they've seen a couple headlines this off season. I'm not saying it to diminish what those guys got in trouble for, because you got to take accountability, and you got to, like, a guy like Wandale gets a bad headline, and you learn very quickly. And sometimes some of those kids have to, like, oh, man, if any misstep here is going to be everywhere. It's on the Google search, and my name's attached to it. And there's some hard lessons that come with that. I've kind of picked up this narrative that there's people feel like there's all this, like, you know, it's like the renegade stuff going on. Trust me, if someone's covered this beat the last decade or so, it's about average for off the season misdeeds. The one thing that's different animal is Maurice Washington's deal, which is still hanging in the air, and that's interesting. We'll see what happens. Scott talked about that. Sounds like Maurice Washington's going to be a part of fall camp, and then the big decision is just, does that case settle before the season? In the end, you know, you got to make your call then when the games arrive. Is there a penalty of some sort?
Yeah, it will be definitely. It's. People are justly, I think, excited. Now, there's still a lot of unknown. But before, I think at times you were feigning excitement because, like, well, there's a lot of questions. And when the questions start to boil down where you only have a smaller amount of them, it's good to see the fan base fired up. BC, my man, thank you for taking some time. You and Brunsy and Schaaf, safe travels home. Take some rotations driving. Thanks. Don't press it through there.
They're all back with their food, so we're going to get together and have some fun, I guess. We'll find out whatever topics we can come up with on the way.
Are you going to just avoid football at all costs? Like, hey, let's talk about golf.
We talk a little bit about it, but we go a lot of different routes, which I appreciate with this crew.
Those road trips are the best, but have fun. Save them. Thanks, BC.
Yeah, thanks, Birds. Bye.
See you. Yeah. Tons of stuff to digest, and for a guy that looks way too far into stuff like I do all the time, it's good to have a calming influence like BC for me. Like, hey, calm down, psycho. He got more into those things. Like, he didn't mention any names at left guard or center. It's like, my guy. Oh, God. I've been a part of this story. You know how it goes. We will, that's Lowry. That's not beef. Wait till you see beef. Just Google beef. Golfer beef. Yeah, it'll be a good one. We're going to take a quick break. If you are calling in there, hang tight on the line. We'll get to you when we return from break on Game Time, 1620 The Zone.